Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. India and United Kingdom to sign free trade agreement today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with his UK counterpart to give new momentum to strategic ties between the two countries. Stalemate continues in Parliament on fourth consecutive day as opposition demands discussion on Bihar voter list revision and other issues. Supreme Court stays Bombay High Court order acquitting 12 accused in 2006 Mumbai train blast case. Russian passenger plane carrying over 40 people on board crashes in Amur region bordering China. India to resume its first innings against England at 264 for 4 on day 2 of 4th test at Manchester. And in chess, India's Konnerou Hampi to face China's Lei Tingjia in second semi-final of FIDE Women's World Cup in Georgia today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his British counterpart Keir Starmer will be meeting for bilateral talks today. Free Trade Agreement, FTA, a mutually beneficial document for both the friendly countries, will also be signed. The wide-ranging talks are expected to focus on imparting a new momentum to the strategic ties between both the countries. Prime Minister Modi arrived in the UK last night on a two-day visit to expand bilateral ties in the areas of defence, trade and technology. We have more from our correspondent.
The trade deal, firmed up after 3 years of negotiations, is expected to ensure comprehensive market access for Indian goods across all sections, and India will gain from tariff elimination on about 99% of product categories, covering almost 100% of the trade values. The Financial Times newspaper of the United Kingdom, in its columns, has said that the London believes that the trade deal will boost British exports to India by 60% by 2040. Quoting Rain Newton-Smith, chief executive of the CBI Business Group, the National Daily says the deal is a springboard for long-term partnership, which would enable British companies to expand internationally. Meanwhile, after the talks, joint press statements would also be issued. Later, the UK Prime Minister will host Mr. Modi for lunch in the evening before leaving for his next visit to Maldives. In the second leg of his two-nation visit, Mr. Modi will call upon the King Charles III. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, London.
Meanwhile, the United Kingdom government in a statement said that Prime Minister Starmer will welcome nearly £6 billion in new investment and export wins, which will create over 2,200 British jobs across the country as Indian firms expand their operations in the UK and British companies secure new business opportunities in India. These deals will drive jobs in high-growth sectors like aerospace, technology and advanced manufacturing, supporting engineers, technicians and supply chain workers in every corner of the UK. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. following ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla took up the question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering and trooped into the well of the House, demanding discussion on special intensive revision in Bihar and other issues. Mr. Birla appealed to the opposition to allow the question hour, saying that their conduct is not as per the dignity of the House. He expressed concern about creating disruption and displaying placards inside the House. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, today administered the oath to newly nominated member Ujjwal Nikam when the House assembled at 11 a.m. He took the oath in the Marathi language. Mr. Harivansh also informed that he has received 30 adjournment notices from different political parties relating to various issues, including special intensive revision in Bihar and cyber fraud across the country. But the deputy chairman rejected their notices, citing the ruling. The House also bid farewell to the 6 retiring members who have completed their tenure after being elected from Tamil Nadu. We now go live to our correspondent Anand Kumar for more updates. Anand, what is the latest you can bring to us on the proceedings in Parliament?
On the fourth reading of the monsoon session, the proceedings in both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were disrupted due to the opposition's uproar. In both the houses, question hour was not taken up. As soon as the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., opposition members trooped into the well of the house and started shouting slogans to press their demands. The Lok Sabha speaker expressed concern over their conduct and termed it in violation of the dignity of the house. Om Birla urged the members to allow the proceedings to continue, but due to the opposition uproar, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha functioned for about an hour, during which Ujjwal Nikam, who has been nominated to the Rajya Sabha, took oath. Besides, the house also bid farewell to 6 retiring members of the Rajya Sabha, including 3 from DMK and 1 each from AIADMK, PMK and MDMK. However, DMK member P. Wilson has been re-elected to the Rajya Sabha. After that, the deputy chairman tried to conduct the question hour, but the opposition members continued with their protest in support of their demands, due to which the house was adjourned till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, both the houses have reassembled to take up the listed business. Back to you, Valsa.
Right. Thank you for bringing us that update. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that almost the entire country is now being covered by clean energy. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Puri said the government is committed to all forms of energy transition, including CNG and PNG. He highlighted that the coverage of the PNG connection has now increased to 1.5 crore from 25 lakh in 2014.
About 96% of the land area is covered by the bids. Total coverage in terms of PNG connections, those connections have increased from 25 lakhs to 1.5 crores. Almost the entire country is now covered by this clean energy. Cylinder gas, 2014, we had 14 crore connections. Today we have 33 crore, 40 lakh connections.
Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary today said that no genuine voter will be deprived of voting rights in the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral roll in the state. During the brief discussion on SIR in the State Assembly, Mr. Chaudhary said voting rights of Dalits, backwards and minorities will not be eliminated. Earlier, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav alleged that the timing of SIR is questionable because the State Assembly elections are going to be held soon. Today is the fourth day of the monsoon session of the Bihar legislature. Speaker Nand Kishore has allowed discussion on the SIR issue, ending the continued logjam for 3 days over the issue. Janata Dal United MP Kaushalendra Kumar today accused the opposition of doing politics over the special intensive revision of the electoral roll in Bihar. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, the JDU MP from Nalanda said the government is ready for discussions, but the opposition intends to politicize this issue.
सरकार तो तैयार है, पीठ से भी कहा गया था, जिन्होंने भी कहा, रक्षा मंत्री ने कहा, गृह मंत्री ने कहा, संसदीय कार्य मंत्री ने अनुरोध किया कि भाई आप चर्चा कर लीजिए, खाली हल्ला क्यों करते हैं? लेकिन तख्ती लेके लोग तो खड़ा हो जाते हैं, हल्ला करते हैं, चर्चा करना भी नहीं चाहते हैं, इसलिए कि बिहार में चुनाव है तो इंडिया गठबंधन ने एक मुद्दा बनाया है कि बिहार के मुद्दे पर ही हल्ला हो.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Supreme Court has stayed the Bombay High Court's order which acquitted all 12 accused in the 2006 Mumbai train blast case. The Supreme Court issued notice in the criminal appeals filed by the state of Maharashtra challenging the Bombay High Court's judgment which acquitted all 12 accused in the 7-11 Mumbai train blast case of 2006. Solicitor General of India Tushar Mehta, appearing for the state of Maharashtra, told the bench, comprising Justice M. M. Sundaresh and Justice N. K. Singh, that he was not seeking an order to direct the accused persons who have been released from prison following the judgment to surrender. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will announce the National Cooperative Policy 2025 at Atal Akshay Urja Bhavan in New Delhi today. The policy, seen as a major reform initiative, is expected to guide India's cooperative movement for the next two decades, from 2025 to 2045. It will serve as a roadmap to boost grassroots-level development and enhance the role of cooperatives in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat 2047. The Enforcement Directorate ED today conducted raids at 35 locations in connection with a loan fraud and money laundering investigation against the Reliance Anil Ambani Group companies, RAAGA. The investigation covers 50 companies and over 25 people. The ED said a preliminary investigation has revealed a loan diversion of around 3,000 crore rupees from a private bank between 2017 and 2019. A Russian passenger aircraft carrying over 40 people crashed near Tenda in the eastern Amur region on Thursday, according to sources cited by TASS. Crew error during landing in poor visibility is being considered the likely cause. The Antonov An-24 aircraft, operated by Angara Airlines, went off the radar just kilometers from its destination. Rescuers later found the burning wreckage in a remote forest. Thailand launched airstrikes against Cambodian military targets along their long-disputed border, escalating tensions between the Southeast Asian neighbors. Cambodia said it would respond decisively. Hours earlier, Thai and Cambodian forces clashed in multiple areas along the border. The strikes come a day after a Thai soldier lost his leg to a landmine on the border, prompting a downgrade of diplomatic ties by both Bangkok and Phnom Penh as relations collapsed to their lowest level in years. Thailand and Cambodia have had a complicated relationship of both cooperation and rivalry. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka and Odisha today. The Met Department also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over southern peninsula India, including Madhya Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over northeast India, including Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. In cricket, India will resume their first innings against hosts England on day two of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Old Trafford in Manchester today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Earlier bad light brought early stumps on day one, with India reaching 264 for 4 in 83 overs. In chess, India's number one Koneru Hampi and China's Lei Ting Chia will face off in a tie-break today in the second semi-final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 in Batumi, Georgia. They played out a second consecutive draw in the classical games yesterday. In the other semi-final, India's Divya Deshmukh defeated China's Tan Song Yi in Game 2 to secure a spot in the final. With this win, Deshmukh has also qualified for the Candidates Tournament, scheduled for 2026, and secured her first Grandmaster norm. Key benchmark equity indices were trading lower this afternoon as selling pressure in IT stocks weighed on market sentiment amid mixed global cues. The BSE Sensex slipped 511 points to 82,216, while the NSE Nifty was down 141 points at 25,079 a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, there are headlines once again. India and the United Kingdom to sign free trade agreement today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with his UK counterpart to give new momentum to strategic ties between the two countries. Stalemate continues in Parliament on fourth consecutive day as opposition demands discussion on Bihar voter list revision and other issues. Supreme Court stays Bombay High Court order acquitting 12 accused in 2006 Mumbai train blast case. Russian passenger plane carrying over 40 people on board crashes in Amur region bordering China. India to resume first innings against England at 264 for 4 on day 2 of fourth test at Manchester. And in chess, India's Koneru Hampi to face China's Lei Ting Chia in second semi-final of FIDE Women's World Cup in Georgia today. And with that, we end the midday news.